So I did mention a bit about that. It applies to people in the community, people who are professional. Under the Act now, it's expected that people will report if they see a child that's been possibly neglected or possibly abused in the community or in family homes. You may hear about those things. And I was just going to say, a number of the things that happen with the women in the shelter also happen to the children, where they get emotionally abused, physically abused, mentally abused, and unfortunately sexually abused. So we're trying to help those little ones, because some of them don't have that voice to speak about what's going on in their lives. And we see some disturbing, at times, behaviors where even the little ones can appear to have post-traumatic stress disorder. So as professional people, it's the requirement that they do report abuse. So if you're a teacher or a nurse and you see this happening, the expectation is that you will report it. And there is a fine for people who are professionals and do not report abuse. And as it indicated earlier, it can be like if you're suspecting that there's abuse. You don't have to be 100% guaranteed, but if you're confident that you're thinking things are going on for those children in the family, that you should be able to give us a call. And that's why we have the intake unit who go out to assess the situation, make the determination if there is anything or not. And most times they say that over 97% of the calls that we get, those children still remain home. And it is our hopes that the kids can stay with the family, or they may need to go with another auntie or grandparent or what have you, until the situation at home can be resolved and the parents are able to do services or programs or just kind of calm down for overnight. So it's an opportunity for the community to assist children. So it is a duty, and we're hoping that people will step forward to do that. I just wanted to say that we know that our history certainly has brought forward possibly more cases of child abuse. And one of our colleagues here is going to speak further about that matter.
Yeah, so really a duty to report should apply to every working individual and come in really with become a part of their job description.
Well, it should. It's part, and we're available 24 hours, 7 days a week for families or anybody that has a concern. And if you're even like the slightest concerned about something going on in a family, you hear yelling and shouting going on, or the kids are being told they're stupid or retarded, you need to be able to respond to those kind of situations, or if they're getting pulled around by their parents, you've got to act, because that's not the way that we were to be growing up and to be respected by our families. Like, we're supposed to be having little special spirit children that we have that are gifts, and we need to remember that and treat them like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So we all know the historical negative impact Children's Aid has inflicted upon our community, and realize the importance for the need to protect our children. How is Oakwood Denny Dow intending on being different from the Western Children's Aid societies?
Great question. Thank you, Al. First and foremost, we're looking at working with our families in a way that's strength-based. Our peoples have been protecting our own Oakwood Denny Dow for generations, whether that's in womb or outside of womb. We have, through generations, do's and don'ts for pregnancy. We have aunties and grandmothers and uncles and grandfathers that support with teachings. And through our strength-based knowledge, through the act that Carol was talking about, the Child Family Service Act, it is our focus to promote the best interests, the protection, and the well-being of our gifts, of the children. And in doing that, specifically, Oakwood Denny Dow is very focused and driven on recognizing that while parents may need help in caring for their children, that help is to be given in a way that it is supportive, autonomous to the parents, honoring the integrity of the family unit, and to be on a basis of mutual consent. And that means co-creating of safety plans during a time whereby a family needs help. And that within that strength-based, we also have what's called a differential response model within child protection standards. And that's providing a response to children and to our families that honor and preserve this community values. Our framework utilizes child protection standards as per the ministry. But we also adhere to the values and principles of our code of practice, and Ogwa Deni Dao, our code of practice is based on the principles of the great law of peace of the Haudenosaunee, and this helps us to guide our day-to-day, our decision-making, our operational standards. And we have in place through our interim director, Ms. Carol Burke, we have this very firmly put into place with an understanding that diversity of Ongwe Hoi families living on and off reserve are respected in terms of what prevention and care prevention looks like.
So what are the long-term effects of the children that are exposed to family violence?
So we know there's lots of research out there that tells us what the impacts are to the children who grow up in some of these situations. So I can share some of those with you. In talking about infants and some of their development, some of the worries that we would have for these children is disruption in their eating and sleeping routines, fearful or jittery reactions to loud noises. We might see physical neglect, delays in their development. As we move on to preschool through school-aged children, we might see some low self-esteem, frequent illness, continued sleep disturbances, post-traumatic stress. That's an age where often that can start to settle in. Some fear, separation anxiety, and then some acting out behaviors that might include like anger and aggression. When we move on to our adolescence and into later adult years, that's when we worry about depression, anxiety, substance and alcohol abuse, self-harm, suicidal behavior. In addition to the possibility that those adults are going to engage in unhealthy relationships themselves, as a child protection agency, we also worry about children potentially being harmed in the midst of some physical incidents that may happen. Unfortunately, that does occur sometimes, accidental. You know, kids are caught up in the middle of something that's going on with the adults around them. So we do worry about physical safety in addition to some of the emotional long-term impacts. And we also worry about damage to relationship with the parents and their family members. As we know, children look to their caregivers for that sense of security and safety. And so when they're put in those situations, that can often shake some of their feelings of security, which can have long-term impacts.
So how do community members make a referral or report to Ogwa Deni Dao?
Community members making a report. So thanks, Carol. She shared lots of information about our intake department, who is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to call our office. We do not close. Child protection worries are always there. So our number is 519-445-1864. And as Carol had mentioned, that is just if you have reasonable grounds to suspect that a child is in harm's way, you don't have to, you know, have evidence of that. The agency will take care of that. So if you do have worry, please call. And as Carol mentioned, as professional, it is your obligation. It is the law under Section 125 of the Child and Youth Family Services Act. So you can be financially penalized and also reported to a college or an association if you belong to that for failing to report concerns. I just want to mention, if you are a concerned family member or community member and you don't have a professional affiliation, you can make an anonymous call. We understand it's hard for families to do this sometimes, reporting worries about those you love or neighbors down the street. So you can call, you can ask to be anonymous, and that will be respected.
And as a part of that process as well, Al, is underlining from intake to to a closure is reunification. And throughout the entirety of the duration, we work with band representatives, we work in collaboration with the different organizations to frame reunification where possible.
Excellent.